Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We continue to hear about the dire humanitarian situation in Gaza. Well, according to the World Health Organization, they warned that continued Israeli lack of aid delivery could lead to a wider humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza. And I'm just looking at the date of this. Oh, it is July the 8th. Of course, the dire warnings of humanitarian catastrophe. What is the situation there? What is the crisis in Gaza? Dina Rovner is the legal advisor for UN Watch. Dina, good morning. Thank you for joining us. I hope that you are well.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
A great pleasure. So this has been, Gaza's been on the brink of famine and for a long time, hasn't it?
Well, that's what we're hearing.
Mm.
We're hearing a lot about that accusation from the UN, but really the UN is, the UN and other aid groups are promoting Hamas propaganda in that regard.
Yes. So, Dina, can I just ask you if you can come either closer to your mic, or I don't know if we're on speaker, but it is a little bit hard to hear you.
Okay. Is this better?
Significantly. Thank you. Sorry, you were saying. Oh, and now I don't hear you at all. Dina, are you there? Are you on mute?
I apologize.
There we
apologize.
Go. Okay. Story of our lives. Okay.
Technical difficulties this morning.
Don't stress.
Yeah. What I'm trying to say is that all this talk about famine is really propaganda coming out of Gaza. It's part of the demonization campaigns against Israel, trying to accuse Israel of the worst crimes, when in fact, as we know, Israel has been facilitating aid into Gaza from the beginning. There were a few months after the end of the ceasefire that ended in March when there was a halt in the aid. But then it came back in May. And just a reminder that during the ceasefire itself, enough aid was allowed into Gaza to feed the population for several months.
Right.
So I think all these allegations of famine are really should be taken for what they are. And I'm not saying the situation is good. Yes, the people are suffering in
Terrible.
Gaza, but that's not Israel's responsibility.
Well, that's always the question. And what I find also quite remarkable is with the way in which aid is being distributed at the moment, it does seem to be going well. The only reason it's not is because Hamas has a particular agenda and a lot to gain from it not going well, which means that people are being targeted. Why is that the United Nations is not reporting on this accurately?
Sure. Well, you know, the United Nations has an agenda, and the United Nations agenda is to keep UNRWA in power as the main, as they call it, the backbone of the humanitarian aid. Ever since UNRWA came under attack for the fact that its employees had participated in October 7th atrocities, and that they were cheering the October 7th atrocities, and that some of its senior employees are actually Hamas members, UNRWA's really been fighting back hard on this. And what you see is a complete information war between UNRWA and Israel on this issue. And so the reason why the UN is so against the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, which started operations in Gaza in May, is because UNRWA is not being included in that aid effort, and it's actually being intentionally sidelined. And that's because when UNRWA was when Israel was working with UNRWA previously, Hamas was stealing the aid and selling it to the population. Aid, which is supposed to be for free, Hamas was profiting from that aid, and obviously that was helping it in terms of its military operations. So Israel can't have that, and that's why we have the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation.
Right. Would you say that the distribution of aid or the control of food is the last bit of control that, or the last flex, really, as our kids would say, that Hamas has over the region?
I mean, it's entirely possible. We're reading a lot of reports, of course, that Hamas is losing control over Gaza, and there's a lot of chaos there. And I think that the humanitarian aid was a significant boost to Hamas because, as I said, and as you pointed out, it helped them control the population, and it also, and it stay in power and continue their military operations. So the aid is very important to them, and it's not just during the war that they've been profiting from the aid. They've been profiting all along from their cooperation with UNRWA. As we know, the Israeli government has published data recently that 12% of Gaza's workforce is members of Hamas or Islamic Jihad. And we know that UNRWA's top leaders in Gaza, the head of its teachers union for many years, Suhail al-Hindi, in charge of 13,000 employees in Gaza, what is now a senior member of the Hamas Politburo, and he was actively involved in Hamas while he was at UNRWA. And the head of its teachers union in Lebanon, in charge of 2,000 teachers, Fatih Sharif, he was the head of Hamas in Lebanon, and Israel assassinated him on September 30th last year. So, and UNRWA admitted after that happened that he had been the head of its teachers union in Lebanon, and he was a Hamas member.
I see that there
not
are...
Not just a Hamas member, Hamas
but
leader.
A leader. There are many countries still who are not supporting UNRWA financially. The end of the war, would you think, would be the end of UNRWA?
Well, I can't say if it's going to be the end of UNRWA. We believe that UNRWA is counterproductive. It basically advances a pathological agenda which seeks the destruction of Israel in the end. The purpose of UNRWA's existence is to preserve the right of return for Palestinians, which we know what that means. It means an October 7th style invasion of Israel and massacre of Jews. So we do think that UNRWA needs to be replaced, and we hope that the end of the war will see some better solutions Palestinians.
Absolutely right, Dina Ropner. We do need to leave it there, unfortunately, because it has just gone 9 o'clock. Dina is the legal advisor for UN Watch, and she was bringing us the latest on the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Just like that, it's time for me to love and leave you. I need to be out of studio. I hope you have a fantastic Wednesday, and I'll see you Thursday morning, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Don't be late.